Track 39, Unit 9, page 100. Technology for Change. There is a saying that yesterday's science fiction is today's reality. This is certainly true for the TV series Star Trek, which stunned viewers nearly 50 years ago with its futuristic technology. Since then, it has given birth to movies, novels, and computer video games. There is even an online Star Trek encyclopedia called Memory Alpha. Just like Captain Kirk of the Starship Enterprise, we now have satellite communication, email, chat rooms, and video conferencing. We can access huge databases of information on the internet, and smart technologies are making our lives more comfortable. However, technology is not just about making luxury gadgets. Medicine is also benefiting from high-tech developments in optics, surgery, cancer treatment, and other fields. Technology can also help people in countries where poverty is a reality. For example, the non-profit organization One Laptop Per Child aims to give a computer to every child in the developing world. This will help them to get an education, even if they can't go to school, so that they can gain skills and knowledge to help their country in the future. The creator, producer, and writer of Star Trek, Gene Roddenberry, told Friends that Jonathan Swift's novel, Gulliver's Travels, was his model. He wanted each episode to be a morality tale as well as an adventure story, and he wanted to show how mankind might progress if it could learn from the past. Because of this, each episode of Star Trek looked at issues such as war and peace, loyalty, economics, racism, religion, human rights, sexism, feminism, and the role of technology. Roddenberry wanted science and ethics to work together to improve everybody's lives. Let's hope his dream comes true.